Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second, the shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cott, and towards Virals, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani scoops up the ball and tags Power for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressude hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbukhet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukhet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbukhet hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 2 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive towards short. Bresut reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carol Hardy pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. P. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Tillman now catching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Verhaals takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 3 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green bunts towards the mound. Monbouquet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Don Guile now playing first base. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Monbouquet. Green moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Green scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tillman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tillman. Rollins goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. Johnny Gorrell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.